This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Air quality is set to deteriorate starting today, but it won't be as bad as last week. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Entrekin says smoke from wildfires in states like California is being blown west into Colorado again, but not at the same intensity.
You know, we won't see those lower visibilities at the surface that we saw last week.
A moderate level of ozone and fine particulates is expected to fill the air until Tuesday. A series of thunderstorms starting Wednesday could help reduce the smoke. News that the Taliban have retaken control over Afghanistan did not surprise Air Force veteran Josh Cooper. The Centennial resident deployed to Afghanistan with the military and also returned several times as a contractor. He says what's making all this hard for him is knowing the ideology of the Taliban will turn back the progress of the last two decades.
Knowing there's people there that want progress and that's just not going to happen. And they have to worry about their future and their family, and there's only so many ways out.
Cooper says he wants the U.S. to secure the airport and get as many Afghans out as possible, but he also acknowledges that will raise questions about where the Afghans will go. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office says the first day of school did not result in any public conflict over the district's new mask mandate for elementary and middle schools. The wearing of masks has become a cultural flashpoint, and deputies were present in case of any problems. A small protest and counter-protest did take place at a park close to Eagle Valley High School, but officials say it went peacefully. Deputies will be present at Eagle County schools for at least the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up on Fresh Air, a chat about the importance of historically black colleges and universities in the U.S. Stay tuned.